7.
2CH.
Home cooking, home cooking.
And now, cooking with Sheridan Rogers. Thanks to Diploma Bathrooms, your bathroom specialist. Call 9629 2733.
Good morning, Sheridan.
Good morning.
Do you have a tip for us for the Melbourne Cup?
The favourite, Bart Cummings.
So you think.
Do you have one?
No. I'm leaving it.
I'm just going to go in the sweep and see what I get. Because, Look, whenever I, you know, think that I've really got a winner at the Melbourne Cup, he usually comes last.
Oh, dear.
It's a very, he comes well back in the race. It's a very unpredictable race, isn't it? And especially given today's conditions.
Yes. Okay, I just need to ask you this. Yesterday, from our friend Terry Cook in Toronto, Canada, had a story about these small cocktail, the baby carrots you buy in small plastic bags, telling us they're made from the large crooked ones or the deformed ones. They put them through a machine, and they look like delightful, beautifully grown carrots, but they've been put through a solution of water and chlorine to preserve them. That's the same chlorine used in a swimming pool.
All right. Well, I actually went to the supermarket yesterday to look for those here because Terry is based in Canada. I know they're available in Canada and the United States. I have seen something like that. I think they're usually frozen. They're sort of cute little cocktail carrots. But there's a lot of... I'm not a scientist and I don't pretend to be. And there's a lot of urban myths about all this sort of stuff. But there is chlorine in our drinking water, you know. And the supermarkets do request a wash of most of those, you know, the salad mixes that are now so readily available in, you know, in the vegetable section. They do request that some chlorine is mixed in with the water and that they're given, I don't know how many, one or two washes before they're put into those bags. It's to reduce bacteria. So, look, whether you want to give those cocktail carrots to your children to eat, you know, from a packet, well, I wouldn't be doing that. I would actually be buying fresh vegetables.
Yes.
And look, I know it's a bit of trouble to peel them, but in fact, get the children to peel them because, after all, that's a way that they start to, you know, learn to participate in the kitchen.
Oh, no, kids are far more advanced than that. I watched Junior Chef.
Oh, yes, I know, making prawn mousse, tortellini and with prawn oil and yabbies and the egg pasta they made and rolled and made. Oh,
yes.
God, this is just getting ridiculous.
Stop it.
These children are meant to be preparing restaurant food.
Yes. Now, what do you have for
anyway,
us?
Anyway, so I'd get your children in the kitchen peeling carrots start with. And then some of those little baby carrots are actually very sweet. They're lovely. And carrots actually are sweet. I really love carrots.
Okay. Mm-hmm. I don't, but there you are. They're very chewy.
But you don't like
I know. What's your recipe for Melbourne Cup Day?
Well, I've got a recipe for you, which actually comes from one of Melbourne's famous caterers, Peter Rowland. He's been doing the catering in one of those marquees for years, and it's for pinwheel sandwiches. You need to go to the baker and ask him to slice the bread differently for this, though. So you can't just buy it at the supermarket. Somewhere like Baker's Delight, for example, you know, they'll probably do it for you. And you get the bread sliced lengthways. And then you get your rolling pin out and you roll it out very thinly, each slice, and then spread it with some cream cheese, some roasted red capsicum, and sprinkle it with some rinsed baby capers. Roll it up into about a sort of 7 centimetre diameter circle, and and then you slice it through with a serrated knife, and it's what's called a pinwheel sandwich. And, of course, you can have lots of different fillings. You don't have to just have the roasted red capsicum and caper and cream cheese. You can use your imagination and do all sorts of things.
That sounds fun.
Yeah, and if kids are doing it, you could do it with kids, spread it with cream cheese and put some grated chocolate on it.
Oh.
Or even hundreds and thousands.
Okay, that's on your website?
Yes, it's sheridanrogers.com.au.
Best of luck today.
Good luck. Yes, okay, bye.